Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, and it is brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, and it is powered on Facebook Live by Arvest Bank. I'm in the principal's office. A familiar place from days gone by, but no, this is a whole new thing. We're talking with our friends here from Bartlesville Public Schools. We have principal from Wilson Elementary. We have Stacey Banks, and we also have Tammy Cross, who's principal at Gain Elementary, and then Granger Meadow, who I see every month, whether I want to or not, with the Bartlesville Public School District Communications. First of all, good morning, one and all.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to guess here that maybe there's something that coming up here in about a week or so that folks are going to be voting on.
Yeah, I think so. We're going to have another bond issue vote on August 10th, and we're here to talk about that.
Well, I understand that a lot of folks will say, yeah, that's the one about the ag building. That's one about the running track. But it's more than that, principal. It's about our buildings where our little guys go, too.
Absolutely. We are so excited. Mrs. Mason and I, we are deeply excited because our buildings are going to get facelifts. And you
what?
Talk about need. Yeah, yeah. What did you not know?
She's only been running around with pictures showing anybody who will look.
I know. Yeah. I keep bugging Dan Kelleher's office because I'm like, give me the rendering so I can show people. I'm so excited. Our buildings desperately need a facelift, and I can't. The kids are so excited about this opportunity.
Well, your school is going to have a little bit more than that. Possibly even a new gym floor.
Yes, new gym floor coming to Wilson, and we'll also have new marquees that are electronic. Mm-hmm. So instead of going out in the 100-degree weather, holding the sign up and changing the letters, we can just do it right from the computer. It's going to be great.
Well, where's the fun in that?
I know. And we're going to also at Wilson, with the added space for offices, it will give us some more room for classrooms. And we're full, so we need more classroom space. So it's going to open up a little bit of that.
More classrooms for you too?
Not so much as more classrooms as much as being able to get some additional offices rearranged because of the add-on to the front of the building for the front office. And it's going to free up some space to move in some other things throughout the building to not make things so cramped. Also, something as simple as replacing all the clocks in the building with digital clocks, that's a huge thing for teachers because if you have any kind of a power surge, it knocks out the standard clock.
You mean like last night?
Yeah, maybe. Just a little bit. So teachers like to be on time, and teachers, you know, they digital clocks are going to be a big thing too. So we're excited.
It comes right down to something is that is so important is, you know, telling time. And if you ever have to reset, you know, a regular old clock, it's painful.
Yeah, it's painful. We have one working central clock system at the high school, and then all the other schools have just whatever catch-as-catch-can, so battery-powered clocks or the remnants of a clock system.
We just go buy one for $5 at Walmart and throw it on the wall for new
exactly
teachers.
Right. So yeah. And a lot of batteries. Yes. A lot of batteries.
And so the bond issue will go back and retrofit all the schools so that they'll all have a digital clock that'll be connected to the internet. What a concept. So it'll always know the actual time. As long as the internet knows the time, we'll be good.
Speaking of the internet, Granger gave everybody a tour of this great big computer. I don't know what it was. It was frightening. And at the district the other night.
Yeah, at the Education Service Center, one thing we did to, we moved out of Will Rogers School, which is where our tech services was. And this is work funded by a previous bond issue.
Sure.
And we've added on to the Education Service Center. And so now we have all our tech people in one spot. And boy, when you concentrate a bunch of technicians in one spot, it's exciting. I'll tell you what. And I say that with a happy grin on my face.
Well, yeah, you can see everybody. Well, except for those ones in the back that turn off the lights all the time.
That's right.
I don't know what's going on over there.
Well, I'm excited about our work at our elementary schools because one thing about Bartlesville is we have classic buildings.
We do.
Our newest elementary schools are at Kane and at JP. And they're 35, 36, 37 years old. And then Wilson and the other schools date back to the 1950s. And so it's time, you know, to revisit some of those schools. Mm-hmm. And we've already done some marvelous work. If anyone's seen what happened at Ranch Heights when it was remodeled and had an addition, and they saw the work that was done at Wayside, how important and what a difference it makes when you have a large lobby, an attractive entrance, a safe and enough room to live in office, that it makes life better for everyone, for all the kids. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited about bringing this opportunity to two more of our buildings at Kane and at Wilson.
Now, your buildings have good bones, as they say.
Absolutely.
Very solid structures. We just need to bring them up to date. And I was talking with you before the show started. The kids feel better when they're in a building that looks like it's had some care. They feel like they're cared for a little bit better. And, you know, that kind of helps with engagement, keeps them saying, hey, I want to go back to school. It's a nice place.
Well, not to mention also the facelift itself, it's more welcoming and attractive to parents.
Yeah, everybody,
they
yeah.
feel like, wow, we're going into something that looks brand new, something that...
they care here.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, the frontages that they're adding to Wilson and Kane, the windows, I mean, the natural mm-hmm. lighting, it's just, it's so pleasing to the eye. So excited about that.
And as we find parents moving into the community, they might be thinking, well, maybe we'll look at another school district. Let's drive around and look at the schools. And so I did that as I moved to a community. You drive around and look at the schools and see where do I want to live, what neighborhood, or am I going to live halfway between here and another town and go to another town and send my students there. So just that alone, they can drive around and see all these great schools and be like, this is a place I want to be. And that's just the tip of the iceberg for what Bartlesville can offer. But if it's just that simple way to get them to choose Bartlesville, we want our students to stay here.
Now, Tammy, you know, when you think about it, school is a big deal, not just to the kids. And just like you said, it is for the parents, too. It is one of the things that really makes a community. There are people who are maybe down to the last two or three different decisions that they're going to be making as far as whether they're going to set up their home here or they're going to move to another neighborhood or to maybe a completely other county. This has to say something.
100%. And I can't tell you, at least once or twice a week, and I know Ms. Mm-hmm. Banks is the same way, we'll have parents that are that'll come in to enroll and they're trying to make their decision on where do we send our kids. They'll say, can we come take a tour? Mm-hmm. Tours are important, and what better way to showcase what Bartlesville has to offer than updating our schools and keeping them, you know, welcoming and pleasing to parents as they come in and check us out.
Now, Stacy, I've never seen a parent say, "Oh, well, none of this new stuff for my kids. You know, I want to go to that fire trap down the hall. You know, yeah, that one down over there in the other county. That's one I want to go to." Nobody has ever said that.
No, and we're also able to offer the one-to-one Chromebooks for our students. And I just was so lucky to get a teacher to come from Jinx, and he was so excited that we're one-to-one because they're not. And so, just that. That's another bonus of coming to Bartlesville. So it's just a neat thing when they want to call and take that tour. Mm-hmm. We just take the tour of the school, but we're also able to show off all the great things that we can offer. And we don't care if they choose Kane or Wilson or
one of them, just one of them.
Come be a Bruin, you know, because all six of us, we work together and
absolutely.
We push kids here and there all the time because I'm full and so I need someone to go to Kane. You know, we're just all Bruins, so it's a neat thing.
Cool. Absolutely. Now, Granger, we're talking about the Chromebooks. Boy, did I get familiar with the Chromebook. I got a 14-year-old at home. The last couple of years, it's been Katie and the Chromebook.
Yeah, we had a huge...
She takes better care of that than she takes care of anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, the Chromebooks have been absolutely essential to surviving the pandemic for our kids, because if they were in quarantine or when we had distance learning, and we had a record number of in-person days. You know, we did much better than other districts. But we still had days we were out for weather and for COVID. And so those Chromebooks were essential to getting kids connected to school, even when they're at home. And we really appreciate the parents who are so important to making a Chromebook work when a kid's at home.
They got a crash course in that, didn't they?
Whether they wanted it or not.
You know what? I think we all became the beneficiary of that, because I think we know what's going on and everybody's on the same wavelength. Now, we got this COVID thing. We know where we're going here on that, but can you work on the snow? I mean, you're a technical wizard. You can do anything.
I think, you know, if you give me a plane and something, I could get up there and put some crystals in the clouds,
get some ice melt before it hits. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm excited to see some of our schools, our elementary schools, catching up to what my elementary school did in Oklahoma City in the 1970s.
Mm.
And that's because, just like these schools that are built in the 1950s, we have four schools that were, they have these vinyl gym floors. Mm-hmm. And I know what that was like when I was a kid. And vinyl gym floors, vinyl tile, just like you see in a corridor, It bubbles, it cracks, it becomes a trip hazard. I remember playing pin dodgeball and saying, I'm not sure if the dodgeball is going to take me down on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And then I remember, and this was in the 70s, they came through and put a resinous floor in the gym of my elementary school. And I said, what a difference that made. And now we're going to finally do this for four of our schools in Bartlesville, because we have nice wood floors at our new schools, at our newer schools, 35-year-old schools at Kane and Jane Phillips. But at Wilson and at Ranch Heights and at Wayside and at Hoover, they still have the classic vinyl floor. And so, Stacy, are you excited about that change?
Oh, you have no idea. We are so excited. We are very happy about that. And if you just go on and look at the pictures, they're amazing of what is to come. If this could happen, it would be, our students would love it, our PE teacher would be over the moon. And so we'll be very blessed to have that in our schools. And we hold assemblies there, and it looks just such a nicer look for everyone. But for the PE teacher alone, just for the usefulness of it, we're really excited.
And I have the wooden floors at Kane, like Granger said, but we're getting them refinished, and boy, do we ever need that. And I know Coach Cook's our PE teacher. He looks like a athlete the minute he steps in. He is so excited about having this, you know, happen for us at Kane.
Yeah. Oh, this is wonderful. I like that. And of course, you know, when you start thinking hazard, you know, that is something that makes years just rip right out of the soul of a principal. I don't want any of this stuff, this hazardous stuff. Let's get things nice and good.
It's a good improvement. And I'm excited because all of our schools, including our secondary schools and our elementary schools, are going to get new lighting. One thing about it is we've all seen the revolution of LED lighting. And like in my house, I have a lot of LED lights now because I got tired of changing out light bulbs. But in our schools, we still have fluorescent lighting. And fluorescent lighting, you know, has served us well for decades, but LED lighting is far more reliable. We don't have to get up in the fixture and change out bulbs. And I'm a pet peever. In my room, when half the lights in my room when I was teaching were out, I get cranky. And I'd say, would someone get in here and get these bulbs? Yeah. But of course, they had to get the manpower to get up in the lights and do it. And now with LED lights, we won't have those kind of issues.
Well, you know, the students get a little cranky about that, too. It's like, come on, you know, whether or not it's something that's, you know, top of mind awareness or something, but it kind of lurks back there. It's like, gee, a light bulb, please, will you? You know?
And it's those kind of basics that make a difference.
And so many of our teachers with the fluorescent lights, they try to take the yellow glow up of it off. There's a few places, I know the front office at Kane has LED lights now, and people will come in and say, oh my gosh, why is this so much better in here? It's the LED lighting. So I think that'll be another huge thing for our classroom.
Plus, you don't want the health department in there thinking everybody's got jaundice.
There you go.
Yeah, let's say,
what's going on here?
What are they doing in Bartlesville? These kids look great.
These are bright, shiny kids. And if you want to take a look at the photos of what exists and what they will be looking like should the bond issue pass, we can go to what, BruinBond.com?
That's right. Okay. There's lots of information there, but we've got great photos of the renderings of what they're going to do at these two schools, and then summaries of all the parts of the bond project, because it's a big issue. We've got the Ag Center that's coming in. We've got these major facility projects, which is about 22% of the bond issue.
Yeah.
Technology, athletics, you know, everyone benefits, every kid benefits from a bond issue, and BruinBond.com is a great resource.
Yeah, Bruins, big and small, will be getting involved with this. They'll be affected positively by that. And all the information that you need to know about the bond and how it breaks down, slicing and the dicing and the pricing, you know, it's all right there too. There's nothing to hide.
That's right.
And no increase in taxes.
No increase in taxes. Uh-huh. The tax rate remains the same. This is a long-term plan in Bartlesville, is that we come back to the voters every 2 years and we say, let's do more of these needed projects in our older buildings, because all our buildings age and range from 36 to 104 years old. And so we know we need to maintain them. And we don't raise the tax rate. If you approve the bond, we just maintain at the current tax level we have today.
There you go. And Tammy, you getting more kids this year than last year?
Yes. I mean, just with, you know, parents were so excited. Like Granger said, we were in the few districts that had a lot of in-person school days.
Yeah.
We, you know, we started the year with a lot of virtual students. They came back to us. They keep enrollment. The elementary principals, we all get tickled because, you know, we want to be able to know our class sizes, you know, in June and July, but, you know, parents are like, send them back to school. So we're all bursting at the seams with students enrolling. So we're really excited about getting back to capacity, which we need.
All right. How about you? How's your school coming along?
It is great. It's the same. I'm full in four grades, but come on. Come enroll. We'll put you somewhere. You'll be at a Bartlesville school, and it'll be great. But just this bond issue alone, I would have a 1 to 2 more classrooms, yeah, and then I wouldn't be full. You know, I could spread kids out a little more. So we're just excited to be growing at Bartlesville, and it's just been the virtual experience ended up being a wonderful thing. We've learned so much from it,
yes,
and we've gained so much in our daily classroom life that if a student's gone, it's okay. They can access their stuff from home. They can watch the teacher live. We're just finding all kinds of things that were college stuff. It was college stuff before. Now we're doing it in elementaries. It's great. So come be a Bruin.
And a huge shout out to our Bartlesville teachers for all that they learned last year and the flexibility that they have. They've taken on and they do it with a smile on their face. That now they don't, they don't dread, oh my gosh, I've got a virtual kid now. What do I have to do? They know what to do now. And they go seamlessly back and forth. So it's just a great, it's a great thing for all parties involved.
Yes.
Yeah, and full in Bartlesville still means like class size limits of about 20 at the lower level grades and stuff like that. So we really respect the need for one-on-one interactions, not just with a Chromebook, but with a teacher.
Absolutely.
In person if you want to do it. And we have virtual options for those who want to exercise that. And so I'm just really proud of our parents and our school community in making it through this last year, and hope we can make another year to come that'll be even better.
Yeah, I have family all over the United States like everybody else does. And when I tell them, yeah, we went to school the whole year. You what?
Yeah.
Yes, we went to school the whole year. The kids played sports. They participated in band, drama, everything else. And they did okay.
Yeah, and we had some parents that chose to be virtual, and we were able to support them in that option. And we never had a case of verified in-school spread of COVID.
That's so, one thing. I'll say that again, because there are people who thought I was making that up last week.
I tracked every case that we had, and we had many contact tracers at every school who worked their butts off to make sure they did quarantines and everything else. But we never had a confirmed case of COVID transmitting within the school setting. It was transmitting in families. It was transmitting among close friends that get together and those kind of things. But it wasn't happening in the school environment. And we hope to keep it that way with our continued protocols in the new year.
Well, you know, as long as you keep them 3 to 6 feet apart, you're not going to have little boys pulling on little girls' pigtails either.
I don't know. I kind of miss the inkwells.
That never happened in my 10 years old.
Yeah.
No. I don't know where that came from. The inside voice. Must have been that corner session, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Really familiar with the lead paint. But anyway, with the bond, haven't had that in years. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no. Everything's great. And we're excited. And I want to remind people that not only can you go to the polls on the 10th, of August 10th to vote, but there's early voting. If you'd like to do early voting at the courthouse, and that'll be available on August 5th and 6th.
And don't forget, if you're going to do the early voting, I think you go across the street now.
Yeah. If you go to the wrong spot, you say, where can I vote? Hopefully someone will give you the right turn.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will. Right there by the library of the museum uptown. I want to thank our principals for coming in here, Tammy and Stacy, and giving us kind of like the ground level here of what's to be expected if we go through with this bond issue, and I'm sure that we will, but only great things are going to happen at Bartlesville Public School.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
And letting us
fun.
Share. Yeah, it was fun.
Great. Always a pleasure.
And thanks, of course, again for everything that you do, because I really don't know what you do, because it is so far over my head.
Ours too.
Yes.
Well, one thing we do
is say, here's Granger, it's all good.
We serve kids. That's what we do.
That's right. And I want to thank everybody for being a part of our program today right here on K1, the one you trust.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of pre-arranging your own.